One of the top jazz drummers in the country will be playing in Boise tonight. Allison Miller and her critically acclaimed band, Boom Tick Boom, will be playing at the Sapphire Room at the Riverside Hotel in downtown Boise this evening. Garden City Sorrel's Place is presenting tonight's performance. Boom Tick Boom has a history with NPR, if it sounds familiar. They were chosen to play a Tiny Desk concert, and Allison was recently featured on Jazz Night in America. Allison and the rest of the band is literally driving to Boise as we speak, so she is joining us live by telephone to talk more about tonight's performance. Welcome to the program, Allison.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so how many more hours do you have to go before you get to Boise?
I think we have about 3 hours. We are in the fine town of Stanley, and it's gorgeous.
It is beautiful, isn't it? Well, what a great place to pull over then. At least you have a scenic view as we're talking.
Exactly.
So tell me about how you got into drumming. Is this something that you were always interested in as, you know, as a kid, or was it, you know, performance in general?
I was always interested in drumming, and you know, my mother likes to tell her friends that I, you know, as soon as I could say a word, I was saying drum and wanted to play. And, you know, thankfully I come from a musical family, so she was open to that, but she insisted I learn piano first and taught me piano from, I would say, maybe age 5 to 7. And finally, after begging, she said, okay, now you can play the drums.
And did you have any idea that this would end up being, you know, your life's calling and your work?
I don't think I did at first, but, you know, I was surrounded by musicians. So, you know, I find that, you know, when you're surrounded by something, you just assume that's what you
that's what everybody
end up
does,
doing, you know?
Yeah.
And it just seems completely normal. And, you know, why would I do anything else?
Right.
And then once I started drumming and got into it, I really loved it. And I started, you know, writing music, writing drum pieces right away. And, you know, I was good at it, you know, so people gave me encouragement and I excelled. And I felt really lucky for that. And it just kind of continued from there. I had a moment where I thought maybe I should do something else, but that passed pretty quickly.
Well, and I asked for purely selfish reasons as well, because I have a 6-year-old that will literally start taking drum lessons on Wednesday. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, and he's been asking since he was 4. So, you know, there's hope for this.
It's destiny.
It is, right? So this year marks Boom Tick Boom's 10-year anniversary, and you're going to be releasing a new album, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a pre-release tour that we're on right now. So the new album is called Glitter Wolf, and I'd say it's a real celebration of our 10 years together.
And how did your band come together 10 years ago?
Yeah, it started as a piano trio, and, you know, I started it primarily so I could have a showcase for my compositions. And I really had no plan to start writing music, but it just kind of started. It just happened. And after that, I said, okay, well, I might as well do something with these songs, and I need a band. And I called Myra Melford, who's my pianist, and she, I love her playing, and I wanted to hear her take on my music. So I put together a concert in Berkeley, California, and that was, you know, 10 years ago, and it just kept going. And my writing has changed and grown, and my arranging has changed. So now it's a sextet.
Right, because you're actually traveling with 6 other musicians for this, because, like you said, this is a pre-release, because you were just in Montana and you're on your way to Nevada with this great stop in Boise tonight.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And are you traveling?
And it's my birthday, so I'm
that's
very
right.
excited to spend
happy
my birthday.
Birthday
in Boise.
Yeah, happy birthday. I'm speaking with jazz drummer Allison Miller. She and her band Boom Tick Boom will be at the Sapphire Room in downtown Boise tonight. Now, Sorrel's Place, which is a artist-in-residence program based in Garden City, is presenting tonight's program. And I've heard that you have a special connection with Sorrel's Place and one of the board members. Can you talk about that?
I do. Karen Bubb, who I'm sure a lot of people in the town there know Karen, she is basically a sister to me. She's a sister-in-law. She is the, well, it's kind of a complicated story, but she spent some time living with my wife and her mom when my wife was a kid, and she came to New York City to study art and to spend time in New York, and she lived with them. And part of the deal was that she kind of would babysit my wife at the time, who was probably 10 or so. And basically, she just became a sister, and we're all family now. And, you know, now she's a sister-in-law to me and a really close friend. So for me to be able to come finally, you know, I've been saying I want to get my band to Boise for years, and to be able to finally come and spend, you know, a night there and play music and actually help out Sorrell's place and the organization, which I just believe in so full heartedly. It feels really good to do on my birthday. It's just going to be a great night.
And I was going to ask, so this is your first time ever coming to Boise then. So not only are you performing, but you're getting the opportunity to come to a new place as well.
Well, it's not my first place. my first time there. It's my first time with my band, but I've played in Boise a number of times with different singers, with Ani DeFranco and Brandi Carlile and Natalie Merchant, because I've played drums for all of them over mm-hmm. the years.
But so, this will be the first. Yeah. But this will be the first time you actually get to play your music and showcase
exactly.
your band, which has got to be different, I would say, than even playing for really well-known artists that you just mentioned.
Surely, yeah. I mean, it's so close to me, and it feels really great to be able to present my music.
And the Sapphire Room's yeah. a really cool place, I have to say. So what a neat place to be showcasing tonight. Also, for people that may not be aware of your acclaim through NPR and through other jazz channels, people might know you for the fact that you sometimes fill in drumming on Late Night with Seth Meyers program, correct?
I do. The 8G band, which is the house band for the show, they, you know, every once in a while they call me up and I come in and spend a week with them and play on the show, and I love it. It's really fun.
I was going to say, what's that like? I mean, because it has to be so completely different than what you normally do as a jazz musician, but then you come in and there's this, you know, it's a late night comedy show, basically. It's got to have a completely different vibe.
Yeah, you know, it could not be more different than the jazz side of myself. It is, but you know, I'm a bit of a ham, and I love it. It's you know, there's a definite skill set to playing to drumming for TV shows, and I was a regular drummer on another daytime talk show a few years back called the Meredith Vieira daytime talk show.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I have that skill set, and it's a very particular skill set of being able to count, you know, kind of watch the stage or the set director, and you know, the second he gives me a cue, I have to count the music in, and it has to be high energy and exciting, you know, and then 20 seconds later he might cut me off, you know, and I have to keep there's a lot of frying pans on the stove that I have to manage, and I like that.
Well, how interesting, though, that your skill set. I mean, I think when you think of a drummer, you know, it's like we all see drummers, and you kind of think maybe that it's one note, not to be, you know, not to be offensive, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I associate drumming with melodies, mm-hmm. and in fact, you know, with the Jazz Night in America thing I did with NPR, we did a whole video on melodic drumming. But yeah, I hear melodies on the drums, and that's partly also what I teach. I teach a lot. So I teach a lot about playing melodically on the drums and hearing musical phrases. So I know it doesn't seem that drums are melodic, but they really can be.
Well, and we'll have to listen tonight. I really appreciate you literally pulling off to the side of the road in Stanley and talking
sure.
to us on your way to Boise. And a very happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with jazz drummer Allison Miller. Allison and her band, Boom Tick Boom, will be playing at Boise's Sapphire Room this evening at the Riverside Hotel. Tickets are still available.